AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Among the 4,000 mourners who viewed the body of slain Emanuel AME church pastor and legislator Clemente Pinckney at South Carolina State Capitol, Bambi Gaddish, who says this was not just a black event.
Look at the line. You see black, white, and other. You see young, you see old. And, you know, people outside of South Carolina, you know, all they see is the segregation of things. But what you see in these lines really reflects who we are.
Pinckney was one of nine people shot to death during Bible study at his Charleston church. That Bible study group resumed meeting last night. 150 people attended.
Chapter 30, verse 11.
One visual reminder of the massacre was a table overflowing with roses, lilies, and other plants, against which leaned a poster covered with expressions of sympathy. There are now two prison guards behind bars for allegedly helping two inmates escape from an upstate New York prison. Attorney Andrew Brockway says guard Gene Palmer will plead not guilty to all the charges against him.
He did not have any knowledge. The district attorney has gone on record by saying he had no knowledge that they were planning on escaping. He passed a polygraph test, and the district attorney also made mention of that yesterday, that he passed the polygraph test. He had no knowledge that these two individuals were going to attempt an escape.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the passage of President Obama's trade bill is a huge achievement.
Of all the things that we've been able to work on a bipartisan basis during the Obama years, this is probably the most significant accomplishment for the country.
Military officials confirm a single F-16 Fighting Falcon aircraft crashed Wednesday night about 5 miles east of the Douglas Municipal Airport. The pilot with the Arizona National Guard was the only person on board during the night training mission. This is AP Radio News. A jury near Washington, D.C. has awarded a patient $500,000 after an anesthesiologist mocked him. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The patient was having a colonoscopy 2 years ago and recorded the procedure so he could capture the doctor's post-operation instructions. He recorded Tiffany Ingham insulting him after he was sedated.
Wow. This guy is something else.
In the recording, a staff member is heard calling the patient a nervous Nelly. Ingham chimed in.
Really, after 5 minutes of talking to you in pre-op, I wanted to punch you in the face and man you up a little bit.
There were other comments about the man having syphilis and tuberculosis. The patient wants to remain anonymous. Ingham no longer works at her anesthesia practice. Ed Donahue, Washington.
According to a senior U.S. official, reconstruction in Gaza is moving at a snail's pace. He says at this rate, it will take 30 years to rebuild the extensive damage from last summer's Israel-Hamas war. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Menards' 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors, the bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams, save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.